This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
My favorite cartoon of all time is a single frame comic that came out of an out-of-town newspaper. It was from another city. I don't even know the name of the artist that did it. It shows a deserted island in the South Pacific. It's an island the size of a two-car garage in terms of landmass. There is a palm tree in the center of the island. Coconuts hanging from it. There's three people on the island, a man, a woman, and a young boy. Tattered clothing. The man is on the right side of the island. He's sitting on the water's edge with a fishing pole in the water. The woman's standing at the opposite end, looking off into the distance, and the young boy has his arms around the knees of the woman, looking up at her, and he says, "Thanks for choosing to be a stay-at-home mom. Thanks for choosing to be a stay-at-home mom." Some of you get it later. Nobody laughed in the other two services either. I thought it was funny. It's my favorite cartoon. Thanks for being a stay-at-home mom. Had nothing to do with choice. Had nothing to do with choice, but there are things in your life that have to do with choice. I really believe that your greatest power in life, according to one author, is your ability to choose. Your ability to choose, your ability to decide. And all of life is about decisions. All of life is making a decision to follow the Lord, to accept the Lord, or reject Him. And listen to this, all of life is a decision to accept the authority of the Word of God or reject it. I'm going to preach a passage today that some people are going to find offensive. I preach passages like this before and people say, "I was offended by that," and I am not being sarcastic at all. Don't anyone say he said this sarcastically, because I'm not. I'm amazed at people who can watch violent scene after violent scene on television, can watch sexual scene after sexual scene, watch sexual violence on TV, depicted on TV, and then turn around and say, "I was offended by that message today. I can't believe it." I'm saying, "What? You were offended by a passage of Scripture from the Word of God?" Do you see any irony in that? What we allow into our mind's eye and what do we allow into our spirits? And then turn around and say, "But I was offended by that Scripture." This is a Scripture that some people will find uncomfortable and offensive. This is a Scripture that's politically incorrect in 2013. It's a Scripture that people say, "I reject that out of hand. I reject it out of hand." And yet it's part of the series that we're preaching through the book of 1 Thessalonians. It's called "The End, Prepped or Panicked." It's the fourth chapter. It's verse 1. The Apostle Paul is speaking and he says this, "Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are now living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified," which simply means to be set apart, different, "that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen or the pagans, non-believers who do not know God. And that in this matter, no one should wrong his brother or sister," really means brother or sister, "or take advantage of them." Take advantage of them how? Sexually, is what it means, if you want to know the truth. "The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.